Mr. President. Thank you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Mr. President, I have a problem I want to put to you, which is with respect to a speaking engagement that I have. I've been invited by a bunch of Negro organizations, church groups, and labor organizations to speak in Mobile on Emancipation Day, Mobile, Alabama, in the municipal auditorium, and would involve a large, predominantly Negro group of over 5,000. If I were to do this, I would also make a speech at the University of Alabama and have a meeting of U.S. attorneys within the area, so that I wouldn't be doing it for this purpose entirely. Now, I've talked with, or my people have talked with Sparkman's AA and the senator, and he can see no good in this to him and would prefer that I not do it. It would be a terribly good thing from my point of view, and a fairly dramatic thing. I don't think an attorney general has done that in the memory of man. And Mobile is an excellent place to do it from the point of view of not to. Bureau tells me there will not be any Klan reaction or anything of that kind. Sorry to bother you with my speaking engagements, but it's a tough one.
Well, does he go as far as say, just please don't?
He says if the decision were up to him, he would say no.
What would you say?
What would I say? I would talk about the obligations of citizenship the opportunities of voting.
Would you be lecturing them or the Negroes or both?
I'd be lecturing both. I would be careful to lecture the Negroes as well as the whites. I mean, I can control the text of the speech, so the speech won't be offensive. And I could give Sparkman could see a copy of the speech and make his suggestions. I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, I think I would do it. I wouldn't back away from it.
It's pretty dramatic for me to do, and would I think help a hell of a lot in that respect. But I don't want to hurt John Sparkman. I'm not sure that I can hurt John Sparkman too much, but maybe I can. I think he's being awfully cautious, which I would be in his position too.
Yeah. No, I don't see any. I wouldn't order you to do it, but I wouldn't certainly say not to. I would, if I were in the place, I think I'd do it.
You think somebody, Lee or somebody on your staff ought to call him to say that?
Sparkman?
Say that I want to do it. Or would you? I don't imagine you would want to be involved.
No. No, I think I'd just tell him that we'd accept the invitation, and you've got to go to the South. You just can't put it off limits, and you've got to go in there when they march, and you got to go in there other times, and you can't refuse to appear, and you're going, and you're going to try to be not offensive. You'll send him a copy of your speech, and you'll talk to him about what he says, and you'll exchange viewpoints with him, and you'll try not to hurt him, but you'll speak for him or against him, whichever he thinks will help him. Just kind of handle it that way.
All right.
I think you ought to get a hold of some of this Drew Pearson, though, and tell him the truth. Say, I don't think you're interested in it, but I want you to know it.
He ran to Israel. I tried to get him, when you called, he'd already left for Israel.
Have you ever got that thing given to Harris, the commissioner?
Yes, sir, I've got it here. I've talked to Harris. Harris said he asked me not to mail it, to keep it. He was coming back here on the 23rd, and he'd pick it up then. And I've told the press. I got to the Post, and then I didn't get to the. That story was the AP story, and it came out of their congressional guy. Now, I've since then told both wire services and the Los Angeles Times that you signed that commission on the day after he was confirmed, and it's been up to him what he wanted to do.
What?
And the Post.
And I would make a check on the cases, show that there's no justice delayed down there. Mm-hmm. And I would certainly make the point to any of them raise a question. If I don't want to keep a television man up there, I wouldn't appoint him judge. I think his argument is mighty weak, but I don't think the people read behind it. But if I wanted him to perform any function for me, which I don't, which he never did, I wouldn't be putting him on the bench.
That's right.
And I put him on the bench for just one reason. These two damn senators insisted. Another thing I've got with Bobby, I don't know whether, I hate to believe that boy is just absolutely dishonest. But Bobby, I called Bobby and talked to him over the phone about this New York judgeship. This old man, 64-year-old fella, and the other one. And told him, and he said, I just cannot object to
Feinberg. Yeah.
Although I'd recommend the other fella. And when I went into the age thing, he said, well, he didn't know he's that old or something. He dodged it. Now I said, I have a customs court judgeship that's had a Negro on it, Watson. And it's not a New York judge. It's a judge from anywhere in the 50 states. But he does live in New York, and he's elected there. And I met him, the president, to asked me to take him when I went to an independence celebration one time when I was vice president. And before he was a judge, and he's judge now, and I'm going to offer it to him and recommend him. I'd had the FBI, and he said, well, I don't know him. I know who he is. I don't know him, but yes, that's all right. I cleared him with him. Now, he had this Dolan call up down here, and I'm not sure I got the conversation. I don't want to intimate to him I have it anyway, although I do watch pretty well what I say to him, and I'm positive I said it, and I'm positive he cleared it. But, because you know I wouldn't walk into that, with that situation as tense as it is. But Dolan called up Marvin Watson and says that he has a good deal of stuff on Watson, he's not very good, and that Bobby thinks he ought to talk to the president, talk to Watson. If the president is thinking about nominating him, because he assumes he just gave him a recess, just gave him a nomination, since it didn't confirm him, he's not going to send him up. Well, now, of course, that's not it. I suspected at the time and told Watson at the time that I thought Bobby played with Feinberg and this fellow too, Watson. But I had no proof of it, and it didn't make much difference to me because I don't give a damn a whole lot one way or the other. I care about this just as deeply as I do about Morrison. If he wants to play around with it, that's his business. But I think he'll get burned more than I will. But they just had 2 or 3 weeks. Now, after he told Watson that, I didn't want Watson dealing with him because I thought that he would unload something in Watson's lap, so I had Bill Moyer do it. Who's got a lot of skeletons in closets and knows a lot too, and I asked Bill to call him and say, what's up? So he did, and he vaguely didn't know what he's talking about, said he couldn't imagine what Bill was talking, he couldn't remember, and Bill kept pursuing it, and he finally said, oh, well, I guess it may be something my staff. I said, I rather feel that the president, of course, probably not going to send his name back because his record wasn't very good and so forth. And Bill said, well, he is. We don't know anything about his record. The FBI checked him out. And we think it compares favorably with a lot of Negro records that have been appointed, at least from the FBI standpoint. Well, he said, I heard a good deal of opposition to it up there, and I would certainly want to talk to the president before he sends it back. So that's one you better take and
let me
see.
I know what this I can give you the background on that.
What is it?
The thing it is that Jim Eastland read that FBI and saw an opportunity and told Phil Bobby full of all was in the FBI. So I think the easiest thing to do is to go down and have me discuss Watson with Bobby, which I would do.
I would. And what will Wilson do? There's not a thing the FBI against him, is he? I looked at it and I didn't see anything.
No more than there is on a lot of Negro.
Well, as I thought, they said that back when he came back from the war or something, he met with some liberal, questionable group, but that he wasn't a member of it.
That's right. And that's just the other stuff, National Lawyers Guild, I think, and that kind of stuff, which you find with every Negro group because they couldn't get into the APA.
Now, has he been appointed or elected? He's been elected to the people of New York, hasn't he?
Been elected, yes, sir.
Well, I think you better talk to Bobby and Eastland and let me know, because I'm going to have to let Watson know that he's been sabotaged down here, and his name is going up unless you tell me the good reasons why not to.
Yes, sir.
And Feinberg's is too, unless this is developed, I don't know.
I expect him to go. I'll do that. I may have trouble with Bobby. I'll see. He was leaving to go skiing. I don't know whether he's left or not. I'll try to get hold of him. He was going to leave, I think, today.
Well, you better do it. Get hold of Dolan, too, and tell him what score is, too.
I'll certainly get Dolan, but I'll try to get Bobby.
Okay.